Because my watch says it's bang on 16:30. No, not 16:30, 18:30.
That's correct, sir.
I'm hopeless on these 24-hour clocks. It's 6:30 in the evening. So, welcome. Hello, everyone, to this final resources committee. I'm going to say before Armageddon or something, but no, before the election. It doesn't look as if there's a back-breaking amount of work here, but we'll see. So if we start off with the minutes of the previous meeting. Do you agree they're true and correct
record? Agree, Mr. Chairman. Oh,
thank you very much. I'll just sign them. And then hand them over to the keeper of the record.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Then we've got apologies.
Yes, I've got an apology this evening from Councillor Gareth Jones, who's substituted by Councillor Peter Jones.
Right.
And also an apology from Ian Curran this evening, who's is a bit poorly.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure we'd all want to send our best wishes for rapid recovery.
He's not substituted by anybody.
Andrew. But I'm sure we'd all want to pass on our best wishes to Ian.
How poorly is he?
What?
Depends on how poorly.
Singing the level of sympathy.
I won't say between gritted teeth or anything, but yeah.
Emmanuel's whipped him, I would
say. Public question time.
That's nil.
Councillor session?
That's nil.
Called in items?
There are none.
Members' items?
And there are none.
And then officers' reports. This is the meat of it all. We kick off with the quarter three performance report on page 3. I'll take these page by page. So stop me if you want to say something, please. 3, 4. Anything on 4? Right. Councillor Godfrey.
Yes. Just quickly, if I could ask Tracy. 5.2. Council continues to make steady progress. Does that mean we're plodding along, or are we racing along, or what was steady progress? What's that mean?
I think that we are making good progress. I'd prefer if it was good progress, because in accordance with our delivery plan, we are doing really, really well. Yeah.
So we're not steady.
I'd say we're better than steady.
Anything else, Councillor Godfrey? Well, I've got something else on page 4. This is paragraph 5.2, sixth line down. It says the council has also switched to a 100% renewable energy tariff. Does this cost us more than previously?
So I think it does cost us a little bit more. We wanted to demonstrate the commitment to it.
Set a good example. Okay. But yeah, I suspect they do cost a bit more. Yes, Councillor Godfrey.
That's a really silly question to you, Chair. How do we know it's 100% renewable energy when the space will just turn the lights on?
So it's quite technical, the way that the energy companies do it, so I would have to get that information, because it's quite a technical way that they determine.
It's all visual with Chris, doesn't it? It must all be from the grid.
Yeah.
It does.
But it's a good question.
But it's fully evidenced, presumably, that they can evidence it fully.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied with that, Councillor Godfrey?
Well, as I say, if we could have some information, I would
okay.
Yeah, so our property colleagues are the experts on this, so we'll get some information from Councillor Godfrey, and we'll circulate it to
the wire.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Does it have another wire?
Another wire. Okay. Right, well now actually there's something else I've got. 5.4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8th line down. It's just a simple matter. What does SAC stand for, please? I'm sure I ought to know.
Senior Aircraftman.
Sorry, just got senior aircraftman here.
Canning Chase has got about 25% of it has got an extra level of protection, which is a special area of conservation.
Ah, special area of conservation, right.
Yes, apologies, we're terrible for including acronyms and things. Apologies.
There are so many.
I
mean, there is another one here, paragraph 5.2, where we've got GOSS, G-O-S-S. So Councillor Godfrey looked it up on the internet. What's the G-O-S-S stand for? And one or two were bordering on the obscene.
5.5, not
5. I think that's just the name of the company.
Hairs rather stood up on end. You saw one or two of these. Not my computer, it was his.
We're looking at what it possibly meant, and there's a big long page of what different companies are called, and some of them are
boring.
Right. Actually, on page 3, page 4, but paragraph 5.5, line 3. GOSS have been awarded the contract for the digital platform. What digital? You see, I'm sort of technologically challenged. So it'd be helpful to know something about this digital platform.
So through you, Chair, this is a new platform that we'll be using for customer services.
Ah.
So it's a new customer relationship management platform for customers, which will provide a better service to customers and enable them access to all of their information through a customer portal.
Mm, right.
This is something Sue Pope's been working on for quite
a
long time.
I think I knew it was connected to that, but hadn't come across digital platform before.
Yeah.
I should be fascinated to see what it does. Right. Well, that's. I think that's given page 4 a good going over. Page 5, page 6. Anything on page 6, members? Nothing. Nothing on page 6. Okay. I've got something on page 6. You see, I should explain. I wasn't able to have a meeting with the officers on Monday. Because I couldn't get on Teams. This technology, it just kept telling me try again later, and I wanted to get into a meeting, and so I'd been told try again later.
On the wrong platform, Mr. Chairman, on this, I suppose,
the platform. but it said, "Oops, something went wrong."
Oh, yes.
How dare a machine say, "Tell me, oops, something went wrong"? It's impertinence. But I wasn't able to get on.
You wanted to speak to Tracy,
presumably. Well, it was whoever was whichever officers were at the meeting.
Yeah. Well, I use Teams all the time to communicate with officers individually, and you just go onto the list of telephone numbers and you call them up and you get a video conference, and it's dead easy.
It doesn't work like that for me.
Well, it's not actually having a meeting as such, but
I can't do anything with you.
Talk to the officers. Use Teams. When it comes up, I know my computer loads Teams automatically.
Yeah.
And you get the list of all the.
Don't boast about your computers.
my council computer.
They have better ones than we can with.
It has a list, Chairman, of all the people that I've added to it, which are most of the senior officers and others. And if I want to speak to those officers, it's far quicker than phoning or anything.
Just
press
on. I can't do anything like that. The only person I can speak to on Teams is myself.
Good conversation then.
I think, Chairman, you need some training.
Perhaps I need another computer. You must have a better computer.
Council computer.
Yeah, but there are probably council computers and council computers. Yours is possibly on a special platform.
There'll be a training session in May, won't there? Anyway.
Okay, well, carrying on then. Councillor Godfrey.
I can use Teams.
Oh, Yahoo sucks.
Mr. Chair, I'm just going to you. Can I just ask Tracy how the climate change community panel is going?
Very well at the moment. We have some really good projects on the go related to biodiversity that we've managed to get funding for. So, Rasheen Chambers, who's leading that group, they've done amazing things. So, we're just looking at things that we can implement that we can replicate across other ward areas and community areas. But yeah, it's really good. I'm really pleased with it, and I hope that it continues.
And the members have settled into the role.
Yeah, I think so. It seems to be. I mean, we could do some more members on it. But yeah, they're doing some really, really good things, and I hope it grows from strength to strength. Some other authority areas that have contacted us to ask us how to go about setting up a panel in their area. So some London boroughs who've been particularly interested in it. So I'm really happy with that. I really am. So
okay.
I hope it carries on and goes from strength to strength.
How many members have we got, Tracy, now?
So I think it's about 15.
Oh, it's not bad.
No, it's not too bad.
Because if they're all pretty enthusiastic, that's
very
a lot of energy to harness, actually.
Very knowledgeable as well.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, that's promising. Page 7. Anything, anyone? This is another acronym. Paragraph 3.4.1, right-hand side. Stafford Brooks continues to progress. Schedule has been prepared, design work. Now, the HS2 BIF application is currently being revised as a larger project. BIF?
I'm not sure what that stands for.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not alone.
It is, yes.
What's BIF? What is do you know what BIF
means? It's Business Initiative Fund.
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's a grant.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a grant for businesses as opposed to a grant.
Right. Now, that's the HS2. Isn't it a little bit up in the air? It's a Hansaker link. Isn't that a little bit up in the air at the moment? We're not sure now. It's not 100% certain it's going to come through Stafford, is it? And going to Crewe. And then link up to.
I've not seen any announcement that it's changed as yet.
Right.
You're right, it's under discussion.
It is under discussion, yeah. Well, I mean, we have to hope it escapes the axe, as it were. But I'm not sure it's looking...
We visited
it
when you go from Stone to Eccleshall. There's lots of activities there on that site.
Oh, really? Okay, so that's page 7. Page 8... Anything on page 8? Nope. That's that one then. Tracy can breathe a sigh of relief now. That's it. Page all over. Thank you very much. Thanks, Tracy. Now we come on to agenda item 7B, review of the Constitution. And the relevant page actually is page 11. And that's the amendment which has been suggested, which I think we agreed, didn't we?
You
as our
page 12.
Oh, sorry, it is 12. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Page 12. Thank you very much, guys.
Agreed. This at the task and finish review meeting, so it's just here for approval, Chair,
right,
before it goes on to council in April.
Right. Anyone got any objections?
That's what we agreed.
Could I ask? What we need the deputy.
Well, that was actually explained, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, but I think the electoral registration officer, i.e. the chief exec, I think can't be everywhere.
It's
at once. I mean,
it's
you know, even he is not ubiquitous or omnipresent.
Was to build in some resilience, wasn't
he? He may be omnipotent, but not omnipresent.
He can't be doing connects and stuffings at the same time.
Yeah.
No, it's like Schrodinger's cat, really, I suppose. Can't be. If you, I mean, you know quantum theory, don't you? Schrodinger's cat, you know, it, you don't know if it's alive or dead. It's dead. It's just a suitcase, but you can't tell whether it's alive or dead. It's a very interesting quantum.
I couldn't spell ubiquitous.
No, no.
Well, I can't get onto a platform.
Quantum as well.
Okay, so that's done. We put that one to bed. Good. Then we come, oh, work program. This is the last one now. Final straight. And the main pages are not 15, it's 16. That's right, we go from 16. And you can see it's very difficult to plan, isn't it, now for June. There's this thing called an election which gets in the way. Which we're all looking forward to, I've no doubt. I get the feeling I'll be discussing fees and charges into eternity.
Mr. Chairman, I have to say that when the school committee reconvenes after the election, don't worry, Councillor Smith's name will be coming up all the time from this direction.
He can't put this online.
Well, you might be able to.
Teams, of course.
Okay. Well, you can see there we are. There's the things down there. And who knows, there'll be other stuff perhaps to be added to June. And when we get to June, depending on what's happened, we'll see what happens. So, difficult to plan, isn't it? That's the work program. So. I know, I'm very, very aware of that. I'm being reminded, I didn't need to be, that this is Tracy's last meeting. And I have to say, Tracy, I was absolutely shocked when I heard the news, because I thought you were going to see me out. You know, you were going to be here well after I'd gone. And you probably end up running the council or something. So, I'm really sorry that you're going, but obviously I'm sure we all want to say thank you very much to you for all the work you've done for the council, all the work you've done for our residents. You've given so much of your life to this council, and we're incredibly grateful for the efforts you've made on our behalf and on behalf of the residents of the borough as well.
I think it's a great shame
that she's going. That's right. We're really sorry. But I, on behalf of everyone, wish you the very best of luck. The very best of luck. And with our gratitude. Councillor.
Can I just pass my thanks on to Andrew for all the help that he's done? That will be the last meeting that I be attending where Andrew's attending. So I'd like to thank him for everything he's done in the 20 years that I've been on the council, and Tracy as well.
I'm sure.
Had a good time. Had the best of times.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody again would agree with you about Andrew.
Thank you.
Again, you know, absolute backbone as well of the council. I don't know how the council is going to function without two, quite frankly. But
glad I'm on the other side.
But again, Andrew, thank you very much for all you've done for the borough. I mean, you put so much into it, and you really have helped, you know, the committee system to actually function. Your efficiency is exemplary, and thank you so much for all you've done. I'm sure all these are going to be said later on, you know, as well, but I think it's important, as members of the committee, we make sure that you know that we greatly appreciate all the work that both of you have done. Thank you.
I think, Mr. Chairman, we should also thank Councillor Mike Smith for his all the things he's done.
And also, I think all of us should also.
I'm not tweaking yet, I've got more covered in me.
All of us should thank our chairman for all the work that he's done over the last 4 years in keeping us sort of on the narrow.
Amused, perhaps.
Amused. So thank you,
thank you very
Mr.
much.
Chairman.
Thank you very much. And yes, again, thanks to Councillor Smith. I mean, Mike, you've done a huge amount to this council.
Thank you very much, Chairman.
And you really have worked hard. I mean, we did say some things at council, but I think they can bear repetition. And again, we would all wish you and your family the very best of luck for the future. And may you have a very long, happy and healthy retirement.
Second.
Well, you don't do things by halves, do you?
Well, no, you're right. I have 5 years, I think, before I got elected, where I built extensions on the house. I was just telling Tracy early on, I returned to my engineering roots and I restored a tractor.
Gosh.
And I restored a kit car. I sold them both. Huh. And then I decided I needed something else, so I...
That was your first mistake.
You build the house. Hey, you build the house. That's for the.
Well, I bought some plumbing here before we came here.
This
is not like I'm here to be employing you.
Anyway, but and members, may I say thank you to all of you as well for all the work you've put in to this committee over the past 4 years. The questions you ask. The comments you make, the reading you do, and your humour as well. I mean, this committee has been fueled in part, I hope, by humour. But we've taken things seriously when we need to, but there's been a bit of levity where there can be. So thank you, everybody. My God, it's like an award ceremony. Everyone gets prizes. Thanks very much indeed. And good night.